Hey, Audio Boo. Wow, I got 10 minutes of recording time. I just noticed right now. Oh my goodness. Alright, so I'm going to talk a little bit more than I normally do. That's excellent. I just took a look down at my app. My name's AdamDanielMazet.com, and I'm going to be talking to you today about beards. So, interestingly enough, I was reading a couple of articles online that beards are making a comeback. Now, that would seem kind of counterintuitive because there's another phenomenon going on in the XY chromosomal set, and that has to do with manscaping, or basically guys doing types of grooming, you know, whether it's they waxing their bodies, their chests, their arms, their legs, or whether they're, you know, whatever, plucking their eyebrows or plucking their ear hairs and their nose hairs or shaving their pubes or whatever the fuck that guys do. But basically, there's that interesting phenomenon, and the article today that I picked up was in respect of beards. Let me just make a few comments and say that I think manscaping is pretty cool. I'm kind of anti-hair, to be very honest with you. Like bushy hair, for example. There's some guys, well, of course I can speak as a guy, there's some guys that are like really into like hairy bush. And I can frankly say that that's probably something that that if I didn't see it for the rest of my life, I'd be totally okay. Although I can understand that as you get older and your libido starts to diminish precipitously and it falls off a cliff, that you basically are not so interested in that particular type of situation. But anyway, but I do like beards though, and I don't mind growing mine out a little bit. I haven't really had a kind of bushy, crazy beard since my university days. There were a couple of occasions during my school days when I was at Montreal and McGill University when I let my face grow pretty long, and that was when I was in my early 20s. But I haven't done that as an adult, quote unquote. I do have, like, for example, 2 weeks, and I think I've gone as long as 3 weeks not shaving, and it looks kind of cool, and I've posted a couple of photos of this online on my Facebook profile, what have you. But beards are cool, and I'm also seeing this phenomenon where, you know, whereas before if you had some dangling facial hair, that it would be deemed to be sort of sloppy or ruffian or ragamuffin-y or like a guy who's just totally lazy and that he can't be bothered to, you know, to trim his face. But anyway, today it's back in vogue, as everything is. As everything always is, for crying out loud, you know, where Vogue is and fashions and trends are so freaking cyclical, and they come back on each other and double back on each other like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, it's kind of getting to the point where if you try to stay ahead of trends, you know, there really is no trend to stay ahead of, because it's basically whatever you make it. That's another good thing, again, digressing, about living in Toronto, in my city, where, you know, there is no established trend. I mean, I'm seeing, for example, in my town, I'm seeing a couple of trends amongst the young people. Actually, 3 trends to be exact as I think about them driving here. One of the trends that I'm seeing a lot of is kids walking around with Good Life fitness bags. Good Life fitness bags, if you don't know what they are, just Google Good Life fitness bag. It's this red bag that is given to you when you sign up for a membership in the Good Life Fitness Network, which is a pretty extensive network of fitness locations across the province of Ontario. They're all over Canada, but they're in large number here in Ontario, because the founder of the company is from a place called Chatham, Ontario, and so they bought up all the other chains here in the city of Toronto. So the kids like to walk around with these bags, because you get them for free, and a lot of people have bought them online. I see ads for them on various sites. So there's that particular trend. Another trend that I see is the Canada Goose coats, where, you know, they're these kind of pretty sharp-looking, straight-cut, downfield coats that are generally navy. They don't come in. They're pretty simple. They just like they're one thing and one thing only. So you get these navy dealios, and I'm a little bit concerned with them, because obviously when you have them in such vast numbers, there's a lot of knockoffs, and I'm sure you can get a Chinese knockoff Canada Goose coat for probably a song and a dance. But if you buy an authentic Canada Goose coat from the Canada Goose store, from one of their authorized retailers, it could probably run you in the neighborhood of $300 or $400, to be honest. I would never spend that much for a coat. But anyway, that's what happens when you get trends. And then another trend is Beats by Dr. Dre, or some really interesting cups. We call them cups, where you basically, these headphones, these really extensive headphones that people are walking around with, these cups. I think it's kind of dangerous to walk around like that, being completely oblivious to your surrounds. I guess that's one of the advantages of living in a city like Toronto, you know, in which essentially people are, you know, living in such a secure environment that they don't have any concerns that they're going to get jacked or mugged or beaten up or whatever it is. But, like, if you're walking around Glasgow or some really dodgy places like the East End of Vancouver or, like, you know, whatever, the Harbour District in Sydney, like, you probably don't want to be walking around with them. You probably don't want to be walking around with cups. And so those are the three trends that I'm noticing kids doing. But back to beards now, because that was the entire point of the conversation. See how I talk when I get 10 minutes? Back to beards. They're really cool. I don't know if I'm going to actually grow one in the next little while. I kind of like being smooth. I mean, if you're doing fitness all the time, beards get in the way. I mean, stubble or like this 3-week growth is kind of cool, but if you have like a full-on beard, it's kind of, it kind of gets in the way. But historically speaking, I'm doing a little bit of research about beards, and I would determine that beards traditionally in the past, especially, I mean, if we're talking in ancient times, I'm not talking in recent times, and if we're talking of the 19th century or the 18th century, beards were kind of like a mark of aristocracy, a little bit of an aristocratic mark, which was kind of cool. And if you had a beard, it was something that you had as a member of the nobility. And if you wanted to be like a real man, quote unquote, then you had a beard. And if you didn't, there was something kind of odd about you. At least if you didn't have like a stash or like a really bushy mustache. But in ancient times, shaving was kind of a mark of pagan societies. And if you shaved, it basically meant that you were a little bit on the dodge side, actually, as I was reading about it. If you had facial hair, you were on the dodge side. There was something wrong with you. You were a little bit like a thief, and shaving your head and shaving your face was a way to become anonymous, because your beard would distinguish you as a unique individual, because everybody's beard grew out differently and had maybe some different colorations in it, depending on how old you were. But if you shaved your face, it basically made you uniform, just like you saw like in George Lucas's first film, THX-1573, with Robert Duvall. I might be getting the four numbers wrong, by the way. But that was something that Robert Duvall, like, you could see from that particular film that most of the characters had shaved heads if they were men, or they had shaved faces, which was kind of cool. So, ditto in the case of the ancient times. And that's how you made yourself anonymous, basically. And so, again, so shaving your face was dodge, and so people didn't do that. But, you know, nowadays it's so commonplace that if you kind of have a beard, you look kind of weird. So it's funny how trends basically fold in on each other, like a shawarma or like a pita or like a wrap, you know, where they're just kind of like getting lopped one into the next into the other. And, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be growing a beard anytime soon, but at least I feel a little bit better when I let my face grow out a bit. And I don't do it so much out of laziness. I just think it's kind of nice to let things lie fallow. You know, it's not nice to, like, constantly do anything too often. It's not nice to, fuck too often, you know, because you can scrape away the skin on your various, whatever, organs and appendages. And it's not nice to overeat, and it's not nice to overshave or anything. It's good to do things in moderation, said the king. So I wanted to thank Audioboo for expanding the free membership speaking time to 10 minutes, because by Jove, I am fully fucking going to be using it from now on. And I hope you've enjoyed this little 10-minute fucking drive with me today. And sorry for swearing. I just feel like fucking swearing today. I'm in one of those moods. Wishing you and yours and every little person in your little sphere of influence... In your little sphere of influence, the very best of things.